The instant Gorvitch opened the door to his apartment, Theron disliked him. He was dressed in expensive, overly fashionable clothes, dark tailor-fit slacks and a patterned shirt made from expensive Sava silk. He was wearing several ostentatious rings and a thick gold chain dangled from his neck. His hair was blonde, his features average, but there was something distasteful about his look, an expression on his face, and the way he carried himself that elicited a powerful sense of revulsion. When he opened his mouth to speak, he did nothing to offset the first impression. His voice, arrogant, mocking, and self-obsessed all at the same time.
"Hey, sunshine,"
he said to Tefith by way of greeting, flashing her a lecherous grin that made Theron want to pop him in the nose.
"These the big spenders you told me about?"
"Gorvitch, Theron,"
Tefith said, making her introduction as brief as possible.
"You two talk. We're done."
Gorvitch laughed.
"Sunshine hasn't succumbed to my charms yet, but she'll come around. They all do. I have a special relationship with the ladies."
"Keep talking,"
Tefith said, tapping the handle of her blaster.
"Make it so you never have a special relationship ever again."
He responded with a wink and another laugh before turning his attention to Theron.
"Come on in. Let's talk business."
The three of them followed him into the living room. Though the apartment was small, it was well furnished. Theron noticed that all the pieces appeared new, and they seemed more suited for a much larger place.
"He's getting a little taste of success," Theron thought. "Figures he'll be moving on to bigger and better things in the near future."
Gorvitch settled himself into an oversized easy chair, but didn't invite his guests to sit. Instead, he left them standing awkwardly in the center of the room.
"Trying to make us feel uncomfortable, inferior, like we're servants waiting on him."
"Heard you need to get aboard an Imperial space station,"
Gorvitch began.
"Gonna have to throw together clearance papers for the whole lot of them, since you don't know which one you want to visit. Gotta charge you extra for that."
"We know where we're going now," Theron told him. "Reaver Station."
"Still gotta charge you extra, I'm afraid,"
Gorvitch said with an affected shrug.
"Started the paperwork when Tefith first called."
"Fine, whatever,"
Theron said, knowing he didn't have time to argue.
"But we need to leave today, or the deal's off."
"You must be inhaling some of your Keldor buddy's atmosphere. That stuff will rot your brain. No way I can pull it all together today."
"It's today or not at all,"
Theron insisted.
"Do you know how complicated this is? We need uniforms, IDs, clearance papers, an Imperial shuttle.
The old Tian Brotherhood moves thousands of credits worth of contraband spice and stims through Imperial space stations every week,"
Theron said.
"You telling me you don't have that stuff on hand and ready to go?"
I might be able to scramble something up in a few hours,"
Gorvitch admitted.
"But I'm gonna have to charge you a premium for short notice."
"Not a problem,"
Theron assured him, though he wasn't sure that was true. They had a lockbox stuffed with 30,000 credits hidden away in a secret security compartment on Nostral's shuttle, but Gorvitch had all the leverage and he knew it. It was possible he might come up with a ridiculous price they couldn't meet with the funds on hand, and authorizing more credits from SIS would take time, not to mention a transfer of that size to any account on a gang-ridden planet like Decevro was bound to attract all kinds of attention from anyone involved in the transaction.